Superior Assembly Democrat Frank Boyle has proposed banning the use of Indian names in school mascots for 14 years now. Over that span, a number of local Wisconsin communities and school districts have changed mascots on their own. Still, Boyle's disappointed.
We're meeting with limited success, but I don't understand for the life of me how these kinds of negative racist terms, the negative kind of imagery, particularly in the public schools, are allowed to continue.
Boyle says people would be outraged if schools had mascots depicting blacks or Hispanics, and names like Redskins should be held to the same standard. Not everybody sees it that way. Some think the mascots honor Native American heritage, not to mention a school's tradition. Black River Falls Republican Terry Musser agrees with Boyle. Both lawmakers have also signed on to another proposal that would take the word squaw out of any lake or stream name. Musser says this has a better chance of becoming law because it's more narrow. He says it would set the right precedent for the state.
If we're going to insist that schools start looking more seriously at logos or mascots, the state should be leading the way in some of these clearly derogatory terms. And in my opinion, this is one of the most clearly defined derogatory terms of relating to Native Americans.
Some dictionaries define squaw as simply an American Indian woman, although it has a disputed history. Those who find it offensive say it refers to female genitalia. A similar proposal was introduced 4 years ago, and it cleared what was at the time a Democratic-controlled state Senate. Neither proposal has advanced at all so far this year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.